Hello, my name is Pastor Michael E. Ton. I'm the senior pastor of the Bethlehem Baptist Church in Paul's Valley, Oklahoma. We're at 311 North Dunbar, 55 miles south of Oklahoma City. We want to welcome you to today's program. Today you're going to be listening to a word either from myself, my lovely wife Kimberly E. Ton, or associate minister at Bethlehem, or teacher. But before we get into Word today, we just want to welcome those who are listening throughout our MySpace page at www.myspace.com/Pastor Michael E. Ton. That's E-A-T-O-N. Maybe listening through our church website at www.heargodsword@bethlehem.com or podcast of the same name, Hear God's Word at Bethlehem. Or through our Women of Divine Faith
ministries on the internet.
Now, wash us and cleanse us, Father, that we might be in right fellowship with you, Father, that we may not only hear your word, that we may be doers of your word, Father. Speak, Lord, now, for someone needs to hear from you, Father. Speak, Lord, that we may know, Father, that we didn't hear from a preacher, but that we've heard from God. Speak, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. And praise the Lord. Amen. And praise the Lord. Amen. Bethlehem. That sounds good. Bethlehem. This has been our goal throughout 2011, and as we've heard, we're about to go into the last month of the year. And we pray that as a result of this study, that you've lived up to your resolve this year to know him. We pray that you've gotten to know the fellowship of his suffering, the power of his resurrection, and we pray that you realize that you are an example, and God has called you to set the example.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. This month has been designated the discipline of keep your eyes. For Philippians chapter 3:17 says, join together in following my example, brothers and sisters. And just as you have us as a motto, keep your eyes on those who live as we do. And this whole month, we've been challenging you to keep your eyes on good examples of the faith. If you don't have a good example of the faith, it's just good for you just to keep your eyes on Jesus. Say to your neighbor, neighbor,
or neighbor,
keep your eyes on Jesus. Amen. This morning we're going to be sharing a message entitled The X-Ray Vision of Faith. The X-Ray Vision of Faith. And we're going to be looking at Mark chapter 2 verses 1 through 12. Mark chapter 2 verses 1 through 12. Would you please stand in reverence to the Word of God? Stand symbolically saying that I will stand on the Word of God. Say to your neighbor, neighbor,
neighbor,
or neighbor, stand on the Word of God. It's four slides. Let's read this out loud together at the same time on three. One, two. Okay, the slide's not working. We'll get in your Bibles.
Amen.
Open the book. Open the book. Open the book. Mark chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. Mark chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. Let's read this together on three. One, two, three.
Amen.
has in his mouth, and he preached his word. Then they came to him, bringing him a bird of him, and carried him by the wall.
Amen. You may be seated in the household of the Lord. We're talking today about the X-ray vision of faith. The X-ray vision of faith. If you're going to have X-ray vision of faith, you have to know how to see through the people. You have to see through the places. And you have to see through the pious. And God says for us as Christians today that Christians should see through people and places to get to Jesus. Christians should see through people and places to get to Jesus. Most of all, when we hear about the fictitious character of Superman, we hear about how fast he is, faster than a speeding bullet. We hear how he can leap tall buildings in a single bound. We hear about how he's more powerful than a locomotive. But many times we don't hear about that special, unique talent that he has, which is X-ray vision. He has the power to see through walls. He has the power to see through people. And that's a great power to have. X-ray vision. And this morning, we see in the text that there was a man who had four friends. And his four friends had a special